For many Americans, donating money to help victims of Hurricane Katrina just isn't enough. Clothing, toys, blankets are also pouring into post offices, shelters. Those donations can be good and bad news for relief efforts. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Jack Martin owns a tattoo and body piercing shop in Lake Elsinore, California. Last week, as he was watching the story unfold on TV, he turned to his friend. Right then, they decided to do something. They began collecting clothing, shoes, and other items.
And it just started to snowball. It just went crazy. And in a matter of 2 or 3 days, we managed to get over 100 tons of goods to drop off.
We caught up with Martin on the interstate somewhere in Arizona. He was leading a convoy of 2 tractor trailers, a 14-foot moving truck, and 4 pickup trucks hauling trailers. His destination, the Houston Astrodome.
I have mostly clothes, sleeping bags, blankets, shoes. We try to avoid the toys and everything else that wouldn't cause fights because I can't provide enough of them. I literally could probably clothe everybody in there twice, maybe even 3 times with decent clothing.
Martin says he couldn't get through to FEMA or the Red Cross to tell them he was coming, but he's lucky. Unlike many of the shelters, the Astrodome has a donation center where volunteers sort through the things that come in. Jana Zahner, an American Red Cross staffer there, says supply doesn't always equal demand.
I was down last night on the main floor of the Astrodome, and I was talking to one of the families, and they were joking around about the fact that they have baby clothes to last them until their children are grown up. And sure enough, underneath one of their cots, they just had piles and piles of baby clothes, which is good because they had 3 little bitty ones with them.
The problem with in-kind donations, she says, is that one shelter can get too much while others are scrambling.
Right now, as far as I know, the Astrodome has plenty of clothing in, but we're opening shelters all over the country right now. So a lot of things are being shipped down here when other communities may end up needing goods locally.
Which is why the Red Cross and other groups prefer cash donations, says Brenda Phillips. Phillips specializes in emergency management at Oklahoma State University. She says the instinct to do something may not be the best one.
After Hurricane Andrew in 1992, people just started dumping off piles of clothing at the local library or in front of Blockbuster Video and Home Center. Remember that one? And it rained almost every single day. The clothes rotted almost immediately. The military had to come in and pick up things with bulldozers to get rid of them.
Phillips says, send money.
You don't need a warehouse for it. You don't need personnel to sort it. You can move money around electronically if you need it. At the Astrodome, you can use it there if you need it. In the shelters that are going in Michigan and Oklahoma, it can go there in an instant.
Major Dalton Cunningham, the Salvation Army's divisional commander for the region, says there are logistical problems, too. Trucks may not be able to get through, especially in flooded areas. And he says local relief workers know exactly what's needed. But then again, there's a little serendipity when it comes to spontaneous donations, like the shipment that arrived last week in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
We got a tractor-trailer load of iceberg lettuce early on, and we had no refrigeration. Fortunately, we found a group that was making salads, but we had to move pretty quickly to figure out a way to use that so that we didn't lose the lettuce.
But he says they're not always so lucky. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.